One of my favorite old wives' tales about birds is about a couple of increasingly rare species that are summer residents in local areas on the Cape and Islands, whippoorwills and chuckwills widows. They belong to the family Caprimulgidae, which is the scientific name of the family, while the common name is goatsucker. These birds are nocturnal, making their habits and lifestyles even more mysterious. The origin of the common family name comes from a time when settlers from the Old World would encounter one of these birds dead. It was a time when nature was feared, and a bird or wild animal trapped in a barn or elsewhere was summarily shot and killed. Settlers who killed one of these amazing birds were mystified at their anatomy. These blue jay-sized birds have a short, flat beak surrounded by rictal bristles, resembling nothing so much as long whiskers on their face. The birds' beaks, when opened, unhinge at the sides and spread to an impossibly large opening, almost like a snake able to unhinge its jaws. The only possible explanation they could come up with for the birds' anatomy was that they were sneaking around at night and stealing milk by suckling from goats, sheep, and whatever other domestic animals one cares to think of. Hence the common name, goat suckers. This was the way the world worked. Every wild creature was hell-bent on making life hard on humans. This explanation today could not be more ridiculous. But we are not fighting with wolves, bears, cougars, and the like to defend our food supply, without which we would perish. Times were very different. What these birds eat is flying nocturnal insects. They specifically target large moths. They can see well and have many nerve endings on the ends of their rictal bristles. The birds fly about with their beaks opened wide, surrounded and increased in size by the funnel of the bristles. It is like they are flying around with a catcher's mitt on their heads, and this is how they capture enough big moths to survive. The settlers need not have worried about losing valuable milk to the birds they called goat suckers. Last, February 2nd is Groundhog Day, the midway point between the onset of winter and the spring equinox. Spring on the calendar, astronomically and for the birds and other wildlife, is a scant 6 weeks away. It is also the only day of the year that is named for a mammal. While having little to do with birds, any celebration midwinter that is a little odd appeals to the likes of this commentator. Bird sightings have hardly been overwhelming, and it seems like a good idea to augment these with a little talk of groundhogs, which are nothing like a hog. They are, in fact, a large burrow-dwelling rodent. Groundhogs are also known as woodchucks and eastern marmots. Groundhogs are one of the few animals that really hibernate. Hibernation is not just a deep sleep. It is actually a deep coma, where the body temperature drops to a few degrees above freezing, the heart barely beats, the blood scarcely flows, and breathing nearly stops. The groundhog, as weather predictor, is an old wives' tale. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.